Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur about Kenyan Agav. So there's two Mahalchim b'Shpil Shitas HaRambam, who holds that where the Metalpilin arts Svurim, you don't have to say Agav V'Kni. When they're piled up, you don't have to say that it's going to be acquired with their Kenyan Agav. The Shita of the Sma in the Shul in the Choshen Mishpat is that Amiras Agav V'Kni is coming to prove that he has Gemirus Das, where the Metaltalin are not acquired through the Kenyan Karka. But when the Metaltalin are acquired with the Kenyan Karka, and out of the Gemirus Das alone, in other words, when they're Tzavur, so you don't have to say Agav V'Kni. When the Metaltalin are acquired with the Kenyan Karka, so you have to say Agav V'Kni. When the Metaltalin are not when the Metaltalin are not acquired with the Karka, when the Metaltalin, excuse me, are not on the Karka, then you have to say Agav U'Kni to show that you have Gemilus Das. So these are two different Eifanim. These are two different ways of doing the Kenyan Agav, whether it's through Gemilus Das or because it's connected to the Karka. And they're fundamentally different types of fundamentally different kinyanim. Through the Gemirus Das or through the kinyan of the Karka. The Sma. However, the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah and the Gro, as we saw in the previous shir, is that Amiras Agav V'Kni is only coming to prove that his Das is. He has to show what his intentions are. So if it's Savul, then it's clear that his intentions are to be Makna the Metaltalin with the Karka. When it's not Savur, you don't know that he means the Metaltalin. So the Amira of Agav Kni is only to indicate that he wants the Metaltalin to be Nikna with the Karka. V'nimtza shishrak ofen echad shel kinyan Agav. Whether it's Savurim or not Savurim. In other words, it's always acquired through Gemirus Das. It's always acquired through Gemirus Das. According to the Sma, it's not. If it's Tzavur, then it's going to be with a Kenyan. The Kenyan down in the Karka is also being done in the Metaltalin. If it's not Tzavur, then it's by the Gemirus Das. You did a Kenyan here. It shows that you also want the Metaltalin. And that's what the Agav V'Kni is for. So you have this Gemilus Das. However, it would appear that from our sugya, you can prove Kishitas HaSma, and not like the Kesef Mishnah and the Gro. Because we already brought earlier that from our sugya we see that by Avadim, we require Tzvurim Dafka. Even though by other Metaltalin, you don't require Tzvurim, by Avadim, you do require Tzvurim. They have to be on the Karka. We also see in our Sugya that Linyan Kinyan Chazoke, and a number of Karkois, there's a Chiluk between Karka and Avadim. That by Karka, you can be Kaine Kama Karkos, Al Yidei Kinyan Chazoke Al Karka Achas. Aval by Avadim, Le Shayich Liknois Eved, Al Yidei Shekaine Karka, Afilu im din ha'eved ke karka. That karka you can be kaina, we said sadna da'ara chadhu. That karka you can acquire a number of karkois by making a kinyan chazoke on one karka. But by avadim it's not shayich to be kaina and eved al yedei shekaina karka. Afilu im din ha'eved ke karka. You can't be kaina and eved. Being kaina karka, even if the din of the eved is kekarka, and we ask, what's the chiluk between metaltalin and avadim linyan tzvurim that the avadim have to be tzavur, the metaltalin don't, and why is there a chiluk between karka and avadim linyan kinyan chazaka? You can make a kinyan on one karka and be kaina the akarkas, but you can't be kaina one karka and be kaina the avadim, even if you hold avadim or karkos. And we ask, what's a talui zebazeh? What does one have to do with the other? One's a Kenyan Agav, Metaltalin and Karka is a Kenyan Agav, and Karkos is a Kenyan Chazak, it's a Kenyan Karka, it's not a Kenyan Agav. when you're karna kama karkas. So ma b'chlal l'kesher. V'nir'ah shelafim ma shebi'arnu b'dat asma meyushavot hetev hakushiot hanal. Sheyisod achiluk bein naidi lo naidi, the foundation of the distinction between whether it's movable, mobile, or not movable, Saravodim or Naidi, Karka Natalpin or not Naidi. The Yisod HaChiluk between Naidi and not Naidi is that by Naidi there's a Chisaron B'Gemirut Da'ato Kevan Sheha'avadim Yicholim Levroach B'Kalut. ולכן החיסרון של ניידי קיימת רק במקרה שצריכים גמירוס דאס מיוחדס. By ניידי there's a חיסרון לגמירוס דאס, because the avodim can run away easily. And therefore the חיסרון of ניידי is only where you require a special גמירוס דאס, but there's a חיסרון לגמירוס דאס, because he's going to be able to run away. So when the avodim are not tzvurim b'sircha, there the yisod kinyan is out to the gemirus das, as we explain, the kinyan agav and the metaltalin that are naidir, it's not going to help, because there's no gemirus das in the avodim. But when the avodim are tzvurim b'sircha, we say that they're kimuchubarim v'karka, we say they're kagufa karka, and in such an instance, the yisod of the kinyan is that a kinyan karka is effective even for the avodim. And the avodim are not acquired with gemirus das alone. If they're naidi, there's a chisaron of the gemirus das, but that's only when there's only a gemirus das to a kinyan. But when you do a maisa kinyan, then there's no, you don't have such a chisaron. They're considered part of the karka, and therefore the avodim, when they're on the karka, are considered part of the karka. They have a kinyan gamur, and it's moel. The kinyan on the karka is also effective for the avodim. And with this, we can also explain the dimyan between kinyan agav and kinyan karka. Because we see from kinyan agav that an eved is considered mechubal karka, legabe kinyan agav, only when he's standing on the ground. So within legabe kinyan karka, we can say that an eved is only mechubal karka when he's standing on the karka. Otherwise, he's not considered mechubal karka, even though he has a din of karka. And it emerges that an eved is considered mechubar only to that karka that he's standing on, not to all the karkaos in the world, and in that he's not dom le karka mamish, which is considered mechubar le kol karkaos sheva olam, through the svar of the Gemara of Sadne da Arachadu, that all the land is one. Memela, if he was machzik bekarka, loy kona avodim, that are not oimdim alea, because they're not considered mechubarim loy sa karka. Sadne da Arachadu only applies to karka mamish, but not to the eved, therefore he has to be standing on that karka. And you can't compare it to be machzik one field, that he acquires all 10 fields. There we can say sadin darachadu. It's all mamish karka, so it's all one. When it comes to avodim, apitom, if he's not on this karka, he's not connected to the other karka. He's only connected to the karka that he's actually on. So they are connected. The kinyan agav and the kinyan chazaka of the karka are connected. Because just like in the kinyan agav, when the metaltalin or the eved is on the karka, it's considered part of the karka. And therefore the kinyan of the karka is good for the eved. Otherwise it's no good because he's naidi and there's no gemirus das. So too, when it comes to kinyan karka, and you're called one karka b'chazaka, you want to become all the karkas b'chazaka, so that only works if the eved is mamish standing on the land, then you're making a kinyan chazaka. The kinyan din in the karka is also good for the eved because he's standing on the land, but not other karkas, because by an eved you don't have a svara. If he's naidi, you don't have a svara of sadne darachadu. So the din of mechubar lekarka is shayach to both of them, and therefore the Gemara put them together. That's all good, according to the pelush of the sma. Or was it the mile of tzvurim? Is that it's considered mechubar lekarka? But according to the kesef mishnah, b'das haRambam, that the whole chiluk between tzvurim and einan tzvurim is because by tzvurim it shows that what his gemiras das is mashenkin einan tzvurim. It doesn't show that he has gemiras das. So what's the chiluk between naidi and lo naidi? Why isn't a kinyan agav effective if the avodim aren't standing on the actual land? They're 90, so what? So you, but you want, you're showing your Gemara's das. If the Avodim are not actually standing on the land, so you're showing your Gemara's das that wherever they are, you're showing that you want to be kind of that Eved also. So why can't you be kind of that Eved, wherever he happens to be? Because again, according to the Kesef Mishnah, he's always acquiring. When he does a kinyanagi, he's always requiring with his gemira's das. So, what then would be the chiluk between if the eved is actually on the karka or the eved is somewhere else? You say if the eved is on the karka, it works. If the eved is somewhere else, it doesn't. Why is that? If he can have gemira's das when the eved is on the karka, why can't he also show that he had gemira's das? That's why he's telling us. He's just telling us to show that he wants what's not on the ground, why not, what's not right, what's not there on the, what's not piled up on that ground. So why can't he say it about an Eved also? That's just like he wants metalplin or somewhere else, he wants the Eved that's somewhere else. What's the problem? So the Gemara, the Hesber of the Gemara, works out according to the Smas Pshat and not according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat. Would appear that with this Kesef Mishnah, we can answer up a Kashiv of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In this din of Kinyan Agav, we find the confusion in the Rishonim. Is it a Kinyan D'oraisa or is it a Kinyan D'rabbanan? I wouldn't say confusion, but the Machlokas. From Tosis and our Sugya, it would appear that it's a Kinyan D'rabbanan. But in the Gilyan HaShas, he asks from Tosis in Kiddushin. That it says that Kinyan Agav is Minat Torah. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin wants to learn that a woman is Miskadeshes B'shtar and wants to learn that the Kal V'Chomer. Minayin Sha'af B'shtar V'din Hu Ma Kesef She'eino Moitzi Machnis Shtar She'moitzi Eino Din She'machnis. How do we know that she's acquired with a shtar? Because it's Kal V'Chomer. If Kesef, which doesn't divorce her, marries her, a shtar, which divorces her, certainly marries her. No. Malakesef shekain podim bo hekdesh ma'aser sheni. Kesef, you can do p'tias hekdesh ma'aser sheni. Tomer shtar shein podim bo hekdesh ma'aser sheni. So shtar doesn't have the same koch. He can't be podim hekdesh in ma'aser sheni. Tosis there asks v'im tomer b'nei mekal b'chol mikarkol sheni motzias. Filu achim machnisos perish adam yachol lekadesh isha b'karka. Peinam zgareshes b'karka. So why don't we say a different kal b'chol from karkos? They're not motzios, and nevertheless they're machnisos. So just like we said about kesef, uma kesef she'eino motzi machnis, shtar she'motzi eino din she'machnis. To say that about karkos. Karka is not motzi. You can't divorce a woman with karka, but you can marry a woman with karka. So kol shekain shtar, you can divorce a woman with shtar, you can certainly marry a woman with shtar, and you have no pircha of shekain poidim bo hekdesh shemaisu sheni. And for tesvis, v'yishloi mar di'ikal ha'mifrach ma'le karka shekain koinim etablin agavon. Toimar b'shtar, no. Karka also has a certain strong element that is not there by... Shtar, that it's Yukonim Metaltlin Agav Karka. The Gemara there is talking about a Limud Min HaTorah, that Shtar is Kona B'Kiddushin. It's a biblical Kenyan Shtar. We want to know how to get it. And nevertheless, Tosis says we can be Mafrich, Ikala Mifrach, Malik Harkoy, Shikin Konim Agavah. So how do you bring a pircha from karkos to shtam? The answer is that they all that kinyan agav must be d'oraisa. If it's only d'rabbana, there's no pircha. Limud's men haTorah. This is only a din d'rabbana. So when Tosin Kedushin is soiser, what they write in our sugi, you see it's d'rabbana. Tosin Kedushin holds that kinyan agav is d'oraisa, and therefore we're mafrich on shtar, which is d'oraisa. Azoyot gefragt, Rabbi Akiva Egel. However, based on the Sma, we can say that Be'emes, there are two dinim in Kinyan Agav, one's Dairaisa, one's Dairaban, where the Metalplan are Tzfurim Ba, then they're Kechelik Menah Karka, they're Niknim with Kinyan Karka, and the Kinyan is Ma'al Menah Torah. When they're not Tzfurim Ba, they're Niknim Rak Al Yidei Gmirus Daitoi. And there, it's only a kin d'rabban and not d'oraisa, because we said they're two fundamentally different kinyanim. So you can say when it's part of the karka, it's d'oraisa. When it's not, it's d'rabbanan. Pashtus ha-pasuk of Orem Mitzuros v'Yehuda, from which we learn kinyan agav, is mashma, that we're talking about tzvurimba. And therefore we can say that this din is b'emes min ha-toras, and for this kin is a mefurish ha-raya from the pasuk, even though in the Gemara we learn from it, even when it's not tzvurimba, we can say that the limud is only an asmach to be'alma, but really primarily the limud, the etzem limud, is only when it's tzvurimba. When it's not tzvurimba, it's an asmachta. And that is Kavanas HaTosis and our sugi who write that this pasuk is an asmachta be'alma. That's how we know in our sugi it's derabbanan. Because Tosfos says the whole nidon in our sugi of avodah malach metalten or karkos is only talking about dinim derabbanan. Bekinyan agav da havinami midrabbanan. Kinyan agav da havinami derabbanan. Bekra dolam mitzuras asmach to be'alma. And the whole kinyan agav is derabbanan. So avodah malach metalten or karkos milenyan derabbanan, and the whole kinyan agav is derabbanan. That's only when it's not actually tzvurim. There it's an asmachta. When it's tzavu, we can say it's a kinyan on a Torah, and memela for enfit the stira. That the Tosfos and Kedushin is a pircha of karkos and makalta, kona metalpulin agavon, the tone where the metalpulin are tzavu. And there it's a kinyan on a Torah. Never wanted to say that it's stronger than shtar. And that the Tosfos writes in our sugya that it's a kinyan agav derabban, and it's talking about enan tzvurin. Therefore, it's not a steer at all. So, and with this, we can also answer Akash of the Ketzos. And maybe if God is good to me, we'll get to that as well. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. V'hadvarim hayu nifla'im biyoter v'samchei lev. And in Yitz Hashem, we shall bli nether. Continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.